And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. I am here with Bruce Hall, who is live in Augusta, Georgia from the Masters. Bruce, tell us a little bit more about the town of Augusta, what's going on in the tournament. Give us the feel of the Masters.
Well, I mean, this tournament was designed basically, you know, to be, it is the biggest source of income in Augusta and in Columbia County every year. You know, I mean, the Olympics was pretty big in Atlanta, and it was substantially longer. But the Olympics probably doesn't have the immediate impact as even the Masters does every year. It is the best golf course every year that the PGA Tour sponsors. There's no question about that. And if you remember, I mean, these guys have, this club is so rich, it's ridiculous. The CBS has a $20 million contract for $1 billion. It might even be a little bit more than $1 billion. If they need help, they've got the money in the bank. They tear up their course after Memorial Day every year and redo it to a certain extent. The members only play golf here. This is very important. The course is only open for golf from, I would say, Christmas to a week before the tournament. And it closes the 31st. It closes on Memorial Day weekend. Because it's so hot here, they don't put the stress on the grass. Even if you watered it and took great care of it, if you get a drought, it can burn up the best of golf courses. So nobody plays in June, July, August, September, and then in October, they open it up for membership again. I mean, they open up for the membership to play. You cannot play Augusta National Golf Club unless you play with a member. And that member is somebody that these guys you see on TV that all have green jackets with a patch on it. If you're not wearing a green jacket with a patch on it, you're not a member, okay? And those are the only guys you can play golf with. There was a time when people would somehow sneak out and play around. People would lose their memberships. People would get in trouble. They don't have that trouble anymore. The membership has gotten substantially younger in the last 10 to 20 years also. And what you see is a membership that is talking in a press conference this week about video games for kids. Well, I'm telling you, 20 years ago, you'd have never heard that. You know what I mean? I mean, it just would have never happened. So they really have reached the 21st century. And I'll say this, if there's going to be something done that's on the edge, it's going to be done by Augusta National Golf Club. I'm really kind of proud of these guys. At one time, I was scared to death of them, but I like them now. And I like, maybe it's because I'm getting older too. And I kind of like the fact that there's no cussing. There's no, you the man. You won't hear some moron yell when somebody hits a 310-yard drive or shanks it for that matter. You the man. You know, you can't do that here. You can't say anything. The only thing you can do here is applaud, stand up. And I'm going to tell you what's great about this place. I can be sitting at number two green, and after everybody's passed me and gone to three, then four, then five, then six, then seven, I know exactly where they are and what's going on by the roar of the crowd. When they're at six or 16 or 15, they're in a little hole at one edge of the golf course. I call it the holla. You know, not hollow. Nobody says hollow down here. It's the holler. They're down in the holler. And if they're in the holler, it echoes down there. It literally echoes. And I got to tell you something. You can tell when they're down there. If somebody makes eagle at 15, you can tell by the roar of the crowd. If somebody makes eagle at 13, you can tell by the roar of the crowd. If somebody makes birdie at 15 or 13, it's a different type of roar. If somebody makes par, you virtually don't hear anything. if somebody misses a really important putt, you will hear a collective, And I'm telling you, that's the greatest thing about this course. You don't have to be walking around for 12 hours to see a lot of golf. You can sit at a hole, watch a bunch. You can move to another hole or walk backwards. What I'll do is I'll walk amen corner backwards. Roy, you know Amen Corner, right? That's number 11, 12, 13. Okay? 11, 12, and 13 is called Amen Corner. When the wind blows and picks up in the afternoon, you have no idea what's going to happen. You might hit a 8 iron to the green at number 12, and you're dead center of the green. The next guy that comes up hits the same shot, the same distance, and it goes in the water. You know, the wind blows around like crazy here.
They talk a lot about Amen Corner with the way that the course is set up is that Augusta National used to be a nursery before it was purchased. So
Correct.
it's set up as a bowl. So that Amen Corner, when the wind comes in, it gets circular. And you'll hear that a lot with the announcer saying that they don't know what's going on with the wind. And like you said, when the wind picks up, it's really anyone's best guess of what the ball's actually going to do.
Yeah, I'd also say this, that there's many golf courses in New York and in Virginia and Pennsylvania that are much larger than the National. I want to say if you pull up its distance, it's probably right around 7,300 and change. They've made it absolutely as big as they possibly can. They extend they lengthen number one. They lengthen number one. It's 7,435 yards.
Yep.
They've lengthened number one to where you can't back up the tee box anymore, or you'll be in the clubhouse. And that's where, by the way, I walked out and saw Arnie, Jack, and Gary Player tee off on Thursday morning. It was pure luck too. I walked out and they closed it off right when they were hitting their tee shots. Number two is basically they moved the tee box back there so that people stop driving the ball over the hill. Because when you drive the ball over the hill on that dog leg 550-yard par five, which used to be only 500 yards, you could hit, literally Tiger was hitting driver 9 iron, driver wedge. Now they hit driver 4 iron, driver 5 iron if they try to hit it. Number two is a phenomenal. That's why I sit there. You can see if they're going to lay up, and I see at least, two putts, sometimes three putts by every guy coming through. Number three is right behind us. They'll drive. It's a very short par four. It's 350 yards. They'll hit three wood about 250, and then they'll flop a flip wedge to the green on a very difficult green. Four generally doesn't play that hard, but it's not easy. Number four is a par three that when I played it was almost impossible for me to figure out. They moved the tees back there to 240 yards from the tips. Even these guys that are pros, some of them have to hit three wood there. A lot of pros like Ben, a lot of the guys playing in this tournament, David Toms, Ben Crenshaw, smaller guys can't hit a five wood that far. So they hit three wood, choke down a little bit, but then if they move the tees up, it can play as little as about 205.
Which brings me to my next question about the course
Sure.
and the adjustments.
Okay.
Now, a lot of the criticisms were called to Tiger-proofing courses, and Masters was one of these courses that did extend a lot of the holes. And does this hurt a shorter game player? Does this hurt someone who isn't a long ball guy? Do they have an equal shot at this tournament as, say, a Tiger Woods?
I would say probably not. The guys that won this tournament that were not long hitters in the past, Ben Crenshaw, before they lengthened the course. Okay. But Ben also won because he has such a great short game. He's from Texas. He's a great wedge player. He's a great putter. As a matter of fact, he made his putter, Little Ben, infamous. Little blade putter that he's got, and he still putts with a putter like that. You'll never see Ben Crenshaw go to a long putter. This course is about length off the tee. It's about angles coming in. It's about throwing the ball up high enough so it hits and literally will not roll and will stay where they want it. You can't literally knock shots down here and let it roll, or you're going to roll way off the back, off the side. You're going to make bogey, double bogey. I watched 2 days ago, no, yesterday, I'm sorry, on the second day, on Friday, Lee Westwood hit the best drive I saw at number 18, Roy, all day long. 315 yards, right center of the fairway, a little fade. You know what he had in? 8 iron. Do you know what he did? He made double bogey. because he hit the ball over a sand trap, wasn't even in the trap, threw it onto the green, it rolled off the green, knocked it up, two putt, made six. I might have made a five there. The point is that it doesn't matter how good you are, this course will bring you to your knees if you're not ready. Now, what Phil Mickelson was talking about early in the week this week was that it was playing pretty easy during the practice rounds because they had gotten so much rain here in the last 2 weeks. And even Phil Norton, listen, you can't say anything bad about this course or the membership will eat you alive. Phil is one of their best friends. But Phil, said, you know, around the greens, it's very wet. You need to be firing at the flag the first day or two. Well, guess what? The first day here on Thursday was non-eventful. They had 16 guys at even par, 15 guys at one under, six at two under, eight guys at three under, two guys at four under, two guys at five under. To me, it was just a wasted day. Does that make sense? The next day, they made it a lot tougher. And then yesterday, some people made moves, and the cut line was three over par. The lowest guy was five under, Lee Westwood, and the kid from Auburn, Jason Duffner. Jason Duffner, by the way, is just a good old boy. You know, he's an Auburn War Eagle. He's a great kid. He's very shy. He's been interviewed more times this week, I think, than he's been interviewed in his career. And I'm pulling for the guy. If he wins, then I'm perfectly happy. Because I could come back and watch a kid like Jason. Because these guys will always be kids to me. I'm 58. I think Duffner's 30. You know, when he's 40, hopefully I'm still alive and coming back here. But he's a great kid.
Well, on the other side, we're going to get into your picks, who you think has the best chance of winning this tournament, a little bit more about the tournament, the experience there.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.
This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.